Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast and life goes on. So I've done this in the previous episode. So I'll be answering one question in every episode. And these questions were asked by some of my followers on Instagram. And so in case you also have a question, I will try answering that as soon as possible. And I will try answering that, full stop. Sorry for that. Yeah. So in case you have a question, you can also DM me on Instagram, and my details of my Instagram account are in the description of my podcast and in the description of this episode. So this question has been asked by multiple people. So I do not have one specific name about like who asked this question. So because many people have asked this question. So, and this question in particular is super interesting. And now that I look back, and I'm still discovering about what is the answer, the exact specific answer to this question, because I believe that the depths of knowledge, like it's like there's no one specific answer. And I'm always unraveling certain spiritual truths about life in general and everything. So... But however, what I was saying was that I really wish that I had somebody who could tell these things to me a year back when I started experiencing this phenomena. So the answer to this question has been discovered over time from my personal experience, from Google and from reading a lot of books. After listening to a lot of podcasts and just like in general reading about things on Instagram and what exactly is this. So this question says, what are angel numbers? And what does it mean when I see a specific angel number? So, and how do I know about it? So before I get into the answer to this question, let's just first discuss another concept of life. So how do we look at life? What is our perspective towards when it comes to looking at life? Every event or every chapter of our life comes as a cycle. So this chapter, you know, like for example, when we were in school, so if like on a broader perspective, I think about like going to school as being planting seeds, like your parents thought of, okay, maybe it's time to put our child in a school. So we should get this an admission to a nice school. So you start looking for that school, so that, you know, you're planting the seeds in that moment. And then you slowly start looking for schools, and then you get into a school, and then as you're in the school, you're learning, and then you're experiencing, and one day you are done with all your grades, and now it's time to jump onto the next cycle of your life, that's college. So this is just one very vague example. So however, before college starts, your school has to end, and before your school starts, you have to think about going to a school. That's planting the seeds. Now, before you enter into a college, you have to, and while you're in school, you have to think about what subject are you interested in. So you discover that when you're in this chapter of whatever number of years you are in the school, so you discover that, okay, I'm interested in science. So maybe after I finish school, I would like to go and pursue a degree in science or in physics or in mathematics or an MBA or a BBA, whatever, you know. So this is all a process, and it's all interlinked at the same time. This is a separate cycle of your life, okay? So this is one chapter. So I hope that was clear. So this entire chapter leads to a bigger chapter of your life that gives you opportunities for more growth, for more abundance, because after you finish college, you'll be able to earn money, and you know, so in a very broad aspect. Now coming to another concept. Now this is a little spiritual, So again, I would like you to be very open-minded when it comes to discussing this. So I read this about. I read about this in a book by Diana Cooper, who is also called the Angel Lady, and she talks about how our angels, and our spirit guides, they love to communicate with us, and they are always wanting to communicate with us. And one of the means, by which they communicate with us is are the angel numbers. So our angels are always by our side. So our guardian angel, there are different angels. We have the guardian angel, then we have archangels, we have, you know, you can read about all of this. I'm not going to get into the depth of that because it's again a very, very long topic. So anyway, so your angels are always wanting to communicate with you, and they love to show up in different aspects of your life, maybe like as a person, or in terms of sending you messages through songs or through movies or through quotes that you read on Instagram, Facebook, you know, coincidentally. So I'm just doing that double quotes sort of a thing because I know you guys cannot see me, so I just had to just put that out there. So yeah, so your angels love to communicate with you, and they are always wanting to tell you that this is where you're headed towards. So this is the next chapter of your life, and this is what's going to happen. So imagine like your angel is always by your side and always, you know, cheering you on. Yeah, you know, it's time for a new beginning. Yay. Oh my God, it's time for a change. Let's do this. I just want to tell you. So just imagine your angel wanting to communicate with you in a very happy and an excited manner. And also, please remember that your angels and your guides always communicate with you in the most loving manner. They're never communicating fear or negative emotions into you. So, coming to the angel numbers. So, like I said, that there's a cycle of life. And then there are angels who love to communicate with you. Now, combining these two concepts, the angels love to tell you about which cycle of which part of the cycle or this particular chapter of your life are you in, or if there is a new cycle that is about to start in your life. So going by that concept, the numbers 0 to 10 are exactly that. So 0 signifies whenever you see multiple zeros. Again, before I get into the specifics of the numbers, please remember that in case you feel that some specific number means something else, then please go by your intuition, because sometimes your intuition would tell you that this number means something else for you, and that would only be a specific meaning from your guardian angel for you. So I would not know about that. All right. So this is a very, very, very generic answer to this question. So coming back to the answer, 0 means that you're sowing the seeds. The seeds have been planted for a new cycle to begin. And so soon you'll be starting a new cycle, because this is a new, or you have to be ready for a new beginning. Number 1 means that the beginning is here. So you have to be cautious about the seeds that you're planting. And the seeds in this case are your thoughts. So please take care of what thoughts you're of where your thoughts are going, because your thoughts will create your reality and will define how this chapter of your life will go. Number 2 is about balance. So you have thoughts, you have planted the seeds, but maybe you need to continue thinking positively, and you need to have more patience and more balance in your actions and your thoughts. Maybe let's just start acting upon that thought. Number 3 is all about like being guided, and you know, because you have taken actions, let's be more creative, let's put in more energy. And in this number 3, my personal interpretation is also that the ascended masters, that is the which are the spirits of certain masters like Gautam Buddha, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Jesus Christ. So they're also here guiding you that, yes, you're taking action and you're very creative. Trust me, we love you. Go on, you're on the right. Don't worry. So Yeah, so they're just cheering you on and they're asking you to be more creative. Just like, go beyond what you think your limits are. Then comes number four. So after all of this, you are creative, you have planted the seeds, you have an idea, you're putting the work towards it. So now you need motivation. Number four is all about the fact that you are on the right path. You do not have to worry. You do not have to worry. You've been doing so well and we love you so much. And you are highly protected. We are here to make sure that no negative entity or nothing spoils this big, beautiful life that lies ahead of you. Then comes number five. So five is in the middle of this entire series. So five talks about change. That okay, because you've been working so much and because you've been wanting to have new things in life, so maybe we need to make some changes. We see, so your angels are specifically saying that, okay, we see what you've been doing. We see what you want. But maybe your current scenario or maybe your current location, your current soil, for example, is not very fertile for what you want. So we might bring on some changes. So don't be worried. Don't be scared. We'll bring certain people, certain changes. But then before that, we might have to remove certain things that are not good for you, okay? So five is really one number, I think, where we lose hope and faith, because this is a stage where we think, oh my God, everything is crumbling apart and everything is being taken away. But you need to understand that it's before everything that needs to be constructed, every new has, you have to destroy the old. And this is just, the old is being taken away so that there's space for the new to be there. So you have to trust in this case. And this is also a number of miracles that, okay, and before any miracle, before your manifestations come into fruition, you will experience some sort of a disruption or a big change, I would say. So you, again, have to keep faith in this phase as well. Now, six talks about the fact that, okay, we've changed so much. And now we are helping you build what you wanted to build. Now you have this entire new playground that you've always been wishing for. So now we love you. We just want to tell you that we love you. And you will be financially supported as well. This is another message. And even, for example, if you are manifesting a romantic partner. So this also says that this person that we're bringing for you is here to love you unconditionally, just the way that we love you. And also, in case it's a career thing, then they're saying that, don't worry, we're going to bring all the money. All the money, you'll be financially supported. So don't worry, we're going to support you. Just keep moving forward. Number seven is because you've come so far. So your angels and your ancestors and your ascended masters are so happy in this stage. And they're just telling you that we love you and they're just congratulating you for coming so far. They're saying like, maybe just like, it's okay if you want to take things slow. It's okay if you just want to chill. And because you've been working so hard and we're just so proud of you. We're just so happy. Don't worry about the pace. Forward is forward. Okay. So just like chill pill and we're going to get you there. We're going to get you where you want to go. Where your heart desires to be at. The number eight talks about money and breakthroughs. So this is one of my favorite numbers, you know, for obvious reasons. This talks about bringing abundance, that money is coming to you soon. Money is coming to you soon. Then we have number nine, which talks about that, okay, so now it's time for this old cycle to end. Maybe you will experience a new cycle. You'll experience a new phase of your life very soon. And 10 talks about the ending of an old cycle. So this is all like in general. However, I would also like to tell you one very important thing, that before you see any angel number, you have to take care of what was the last thought that you were thinking about, or the person that you were thinking about before you saw that angel number. Because most of the times, I would say that this angel number is a validation for that specific thought that was there in your head. So you have to be careful of what you were thinking, because that might be an answer. For example, you might be confused. Oh my God, am I even doing the right thing? Is this even right for me? Is this person even good for me? And then you suddenly see an angel number. So that angel number is sort of a validation for what doubt you had in your head. Okay, so I really hope that this was helpful, and thank you so much for asking this question. And in case you have more questions, you can always ask me on Instagram, or you can book personal readings and sessions with me on my website. And again, you can DM me for booking personal readings and sessions. And life goes on. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Take care.